Are you ready?
Time to play the game!
Biggs Golf Talk. Golf Talk for golfers, hosted by Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace Whiten. Guys that love the game of golf, talking golf.
You want to hear a nice golf joke?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have showed up and watched me play yesterday. I should be put on Chick Galore or something like that. A team named that. Scramblers. That's it. Scramblers, that's the team I should be on, because I was scrambling for my ball.
There's a golf shot. That's a golf shot.
Hey, when am I going to get the caddy?
The bag is bigger than you.
So?
That white one?
Yeah.
That's the one you're carrying.
Oh, man, that thing's a boat anchor.
I haven't had golf anything since high school.
No, that's you, not me. She likes to enjoy your beverage herself. Is that what you're trying to say?
I might be distracted. That's another story.
Golf course and equipment reviews, golf news, guests, and lots of golf humor. When you need to drive for show,
are you ready
for Biggs Golf Talk?
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patent hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore. Join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages.
Biggs Golf Talk.
This is gonna suck! Hey!
A place for information, advice, golf news, golf reviews, and of course, golf humor.
Oh man, I'm taking a leak in my pants.
Biggs Golf Talk.
It's showtime, baby!
Biggs Golf Talk is presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker, preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. McNally 22, design, illustration, photography, and golf. That's McNally 22. UFO Tour Golf. Get your complimentary design at ufotourgolf.com. Ready Putt. Clean it and sink it. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Ruckett Sports. Improve your game today with Ruckett Sports. Encore Golf. The new yellow Encore Avant ball is available. Be more with Encore. Our guest line is sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. Visit loftgolf.net. Connect with Biggs Golf Talk on Facebook, Twitter, Golf Bald. Look for us in the Facebook group, the Fairway Forum for the Love of Golf. Follow me, Big John Vick, on Instagram, Biggs Golf Talk on Instagram as well. Follow Big John Vick on the Golf Match app. Don't forget, you can subscribe to iTunes, and Biggs Golf Talk is available in the Google Play Music Store absolutely for free. Our guest line is 262-297-3111, 262-297-3111. Our website, www.biggsgolftalk.com, B-I-G-G-S, golftalk.com. Good morning, everybody. I am Big John Vick, coming off of a long, long week, including Monday. Our live show was on the Lake County Sports Network, and we had a great time. 2-hour show just before we kicked off the Patriots shootout in Folds of Honor, Indiana. Special thank you to Mike Daggett, his lovely, lovely wife, for the cupcakes and the birthday balloons, and everybody that volunteered at the event. What a great group of Patriots it was. Bill the Godfather Quabus is going to be joining us to talk about post-Patriot shootout event and the Folds of Honor, and we have a lot to discuss about that. As a matter of fact, also, just to mark your calendars around the same time of next year, the Patriot Shootout will be taking place once again. And they're talking about doing an A flight and a B flight. We'll have more information about that as the time nears and as Mike Daggett gets a hold of us and lets us know what the format will be next year. We'll definitely pass that on to you. And if you didn't make it there this year, it was a sold-out crowd, and we hope to sell it out again next year, being able to add more golfers to the field. Once again, Mike Daggett will provide that information to us, and we'll pass that information on to you. I hope everybody's getting out there and playing some golf. I finally got some golf in, not just Monday, but I got some golf in on Thursday. And, oh, it feels great to be back to competition golf and did a pretty good job. Putting game is back to being where it was a long time ago. I haven't seen that around for a while, but getting some one putts and getting some two putts in and still working on the tee shot, though. Tee shot's still astray, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I might have to go out and get a lesson or two in regards to what I'm doing wrong on the tee. How's your golf game doing? We'd love to hear from you. You can always email us, bigsgolftalk@gmail.com. We'd love to always read emails here on the air. As a matter of fact, sometimes we just have an email segment that we read nothing but emails. Trust me, when you send us an email, we'll respond back, and then we usually will save those emails for the email bag, and we do have that segment. We'll read those emails right here on Biggs Golf Talk. On today's program, as I stated earlier, Bill the Godfather Cuevas is going to be joining us. Tom Healy is going to be joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk from Swing Oil. Looking forward to talking to him about that great product, something that we tried at the live event. All right, let's kick it off with your golf news. And your golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. GolfKnickers.com is the world's leading retailer of classic golf apparel. They specialize in their full lines of men's plus fours, as we know it, golf knickers. To complement the knickers, their company has a full line of matching socks, caps, and shirts, allowing them to deliver the complete outfit to their customers. Matter of fact, they delivered that complete red, white, and blue outfit to me for that event in Carmel, Indiana. Their customers include corporations, golf courses, school golf teams, tournaments, and avid golfers like myself and golfers around the world. They are committed to growing the game of golf by encouraging players to wear the game the way it was meant to be played, in golf knickers. For 10% off your golf knickers today, enter the promo code BIGG, BIGG, to get 10% off at golfknickers.com. Our first news story on the docket out of Libertyville, Illinois. You know, the UL International Crown is taking place out there, and a lot of talk about the Olympic golf. Well, one of the overriding criticisms of Olympic golf is the format. This was golf's opportunity to get people excited about the Olympics by doing something different. The thinking goes, and instead they threw it away on what is essentially a standard stroke play tournament. But speaking at the UL International Crown on Tuesday, world number 8 Stacy Lewis, who will tee it up at the Olympics next month for Team USA, explained why opting for a widely different format wasn't actually a feasible option. For starters, Lewis explains that the current makeup of the team, which features countries getting a varying number of spots depending on the world ranking, allows for diversity across the nations. If you were to construct teams of one female and one male golfer, an option she was asked about, you would likely end up with eligibility problems that would impact smaller countries which don't have a deep pool of players. And it's a good point, because look, think about it. New Zealand is a good example of this problem. It boasts the top-ranked female golfer in the world with Lydia Ko. But their top-ranked male golfer in the world is Danny Lee, who's currently 43rd in the rankings. Not bad, but what if Lee withdraws? The country would be forced to turn to Ryan Fox, and he's the 185th ranked player in the world who has no full-time status on either the European Tour or the PGA Tour. New Zealand would probably be out of the competition in that case, which means the Olympics wouldn't feature the best player in women's golf. Now that's a problem. As for the structure of the event itself, Lewis said golf is something of a no-win situation. They could have tried something different, but that has its downsides. Adopting a different match play style format brings with it an element of randomness, like this week at the UL International Crown. An unpredictable format may be fun to watch, but it brings with it, well, unpredictability. The best players probably won't win, and when it comes to securing golf's place in future tournaments, it'll be a lot more helpful if it has its more high-profile names stepping onto the podium to accept the gold, silver, and bronze medals. And therein lies the problem. Jordan Spieth in the news. He wore smart golf shoes at the Open? Huh? Golfer Jordan Spieth didn't win the 2016 Open Championship in Scotland this past weekend, but he did manage a feat that none of his rivals matched. He wore, quote-unquote, smart golf shoes. Spieth, who turns 23 later this month, has generated a lot of praise early in his professional career on the PGA Tour by notching wins at a speedy pace for a man his age. With all those achievements come key endorsements, like the Baltimore-based Under Armour. Under Armour outfits Spieth on the course under a 10-year endorsement deal signed in January of 2015. Those two first began working together 2 years earlier. But Under Armour also happens to be an athletic gear company that is betting big on connected fitness, envisioning a world where athletes, both professional and casual, can track their movements, workouts, sleep, and other metrics to boost their performance. That information can be invaluable for elite athletes like Spieth, but there's a catch. Pro golfers aren't allowed to track their movements with wearable tracking bands, like the UA band, during competition. So Under Armour took the sensor technology it uses in the company's recently launched Smart Speedform Gemini 2 record equipped shoe and applied it to the brand's first ever custom made smart golf shoe. Throughout the 4 days of competition, Spieth walked around 54,000 steps, averaging 13,500 steps per day during the Open. Fitness trackers generally recommend 7,000 to 10,000 steps per day for optimal activeness. Spieth told Fortune, "I want to be smarter about how I train." Spieth says he's tracked his workouts for a while now, but really started to hone in on measuring his workouts the past 2 years. He also says he uses the UA record system to track his sleep and eating patterns. He shared with Fortune that he prefers to sleep at least 8 hours every night. In terms of his food intake, Spieth favors whole, real foods, and his go-to snack right now is granola. He admits he could do better staying more hydrated. His goal is to consume at least 140 ounces of fluids each day. Spieth says the data collection is becoming increasingly important for golfers, a sport that wasn't always seen as athletic, though that is changing thanks to Spieth and the more athletic builds of fellow golf stars like Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson. "I'm really competitive, so it becomes a personal challenge to see if I can work out longer than I did the day before," Spieth said. Jordan Spieth wearing smart shoes at the 2016 Open Championship. That does it for your golf news. Your golf news is sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. Head over to GolfKnickers.com. Enter promo code BIGG to get 10% off your purchase today. Coming up next, Bill the Golf Father Quavis will be joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk to talk about post-Patriot Shootout Folds of Honor Indiana. We'll be right back right after this.
Have you ever seen a tour pro line up a putt with a dirty ball? No way. A clean ball rolls accurately, and accurate putts mean lower scores. The solution? Ready Putt. It's the putter cover reinvented. Ready Putt has a patented ball cleaner that's made to absorb and retain water. All you need to do is add water, and it remains wet throughout your round, giving your ball the perfect shine. It also has a magnetic surface to hold your ball marker and divot repair tool. Let's say you switch putters from round to round using a blade, mid-mallet, or large mallet. Ready Putt Original has you covered. The universal design with its unique foam insert fits 99% of all putters. It has the same water-retaining ball cleaner and magnetic surface features, so you'll have everything you need to prepare your putt. Look, putting is hard enough. Accurate putts start with a clean ball, and a clean ball starts with Ready Putt.
For more information about Ready Putt, visit ReadyPutt.com. That is ReadyPutt.com. Clean it and sink it.
Golf Dots is a unique high-resolution ink transfer to personalize your golf game. Golf balls, golf shoes, and clubs, Golf Dots can personalize it for you. Golf Dots conforms to the USGA rules and doesn't alter the trajectory of your golf ball. Tour proven on all major tours, Golf Dots is designed and made in America. Many styles to choose from that will fit every golfer's personality. New styles are being released on a regular basis, so to order your Golf Dots, visit www.golfdots, that's GOLFDOTZ.com. Golf Dots is also available in many golf shops. The website for Golf Dots is www.golfdots.com. And if you enter promo code BIGJON15, that's BIGGJON15, you get a discount for your Golf Dots. Or call 847-829-4238. Personalize your golf game today with Golf Dots.
Consistency is more important than power in golf, says Jim McLean of Jim McLean Golf Schools. Swing Wizard Golf Training Tool will improve things like ideal swing plane, proper swing path, proper shoulder rotation, impact position, timing and tempo, and more. The Swing Wizard demonstrates how a balanced, effortless swing should feel. Swing Wizard builds muscle memory, allowing more consistency and accuracy. Increases flexibility through the backswing, providing instant feedback for immediate correction. Practice with the Swing Wizard anytime, anywhere, even in your own home. Groove your swing all year long. The Swing Wizard Golf Training Tool will also include aim sticks in an instructional video, featuring Jim McLean demonstrating his famous 8-step swing drill using the Swing Wizard. For more information about Swing Wizard, visit www.swingwizardgolf.com.
This is Biggs Golf Talk with Big John Vick and Dennis the Menace.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network as we tee it up here on 6, 7, 8, and 9. And this past weekend, man, we had a busy weekend. It all started Thursday with my baseball umpiring, and it was a non-stop weekend with me and the Dells. And from the Dells on Sunday, I leave and make it just in time for dinner with one Bill the Godfather Cuevas and Dr. Mark Kuhnke. And we went to St. Elmo's. Oh, and that place is awesome. But meeting the Godfather for the very first time, face-to-face, had him on the show. Keep having him on the show. We had yet to meet in person. We did so on Sunday, and we had those 2 days together. Just went too fast, Billy. And Bill the Godfather Cuevas joined us here on Biggs Golf Talk. And what a great event it was at the Patriot Shootout, Foes of Honor, Indiana. And although, Billy, we were not the ones moving on to Pinehurst, the winners did move on with a score of all things, 60.
Yes, I mean, it was incredible, and you know, and he did that Callaway system, and it was amazing. I mean, most of us were grouped in between what 74 and 66, but the guy that one of the guys actually shot a legit 67 on his mold. So it was incredible.
Absolutely. I mean, the course was in beautiful shape. We're talking about Prairie View Golf Club in Carmel, Indiana. And I'll tell you what, Patrick Dotson, the PGA pro out there, we were having some really bad storms, and they really set up the course very, very well for the outing.
Yeah, they did. It's surprising. It was in good shape for the amount of rain. I mean, it started pouring, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, oh, God, you can hear it. And it kept going, and through my travels to get there, it was just pouring and pouring and pouring. But, I mean, the course held up really well. I mean, we had our little wet spots, but it wasn't muddy. It wasn't dry. I mean, it was good. The course was in great shape.
I think the highlight for me personally was not just meeting you and meeting Dr. Mark Kuhnke, but really meeting the man behind Folds of Honor Indiana, Michael Daggett, and his family, by the way, was there as well. And another highlight is meeting the true hero in one Major Ed Pulido in person.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I made it there a couple of days earlier, and I was fortunate enough to have dinner with Mike and his family, and it was awesome. I think it lasted like 3 hours. I was just talking and got caught up in everything. But, I mean, the whole event going there, you know, you got to meet his parents. I mean, Major Ed was there, so that was a huge buzz. I mean, every time I see him, listen to him talk, it is a blessing for me. So, yeah, it was good. And meeting you was good, too. I'm not going to shortchange that. Meeting you was good. And Doc, and then Sherry and breaking bread over at St. Elmo's, you can't ask for a better event.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, we had such a fun time. We're hanging out in the hotel room, and special kudos out to Columbia Club, by the way. You know, they really treated us well, and Michael Daggett set that place up for us, and really a special thank you to Michael Daggett. And as a matter of fact, there was golfers that participated in the event that was there hanging out and having drinks and cigars as we arrived back from after the event, and they were chatting with us in the evening time and all that stuff. So the camaraderie was just great. The patriotism that I seen at that event, awesome. To hear Taylor's story and for her to read her father's farewell letter was emotional.
Yes. Oh, I mean, I don't think there was really any dry eyes in that whole entire place. It was touching. I mean, how could it not be touching? Especially when she read that letter. I mean, it was amazing. She's an amazing young lady, and I had her to my prayers, and I want nothing but the best for her. And you know, I hope she succeeds in what she's going for college for.
And feel lucky, Billy, because after her speech, I had to get up on a microphone, and I was still choked up from what she had to say in her story. It was a pretty difficult start for me when I got up on that microphone, and I was like, you know, swallowing and trying to, you know, get my voice together, because obviously, like you said, not a dry eye in the house. I mean, it was very, very emotional, and that's just an example of what the Folds of Honor does and how they impact families all across this land. And that's just a testimonial too that freedom is not free, Billy.
No, it's not, and there's a lot of Taylors out there. You know, it's unfortunate, but there's a lot of her out there, and that's what the Folds is doing. They're helping the families, just like Taylor. And it's not just the kids; it's the wives, spouse, it's the whole family unit that they're trying to help build a better life. You know, where our government isn't really that supporting behind it for the sacrifice that their spouse made. You know, Folds of Honor is stepping up and filling in that huge gap.
All right, well, after the Folds of Honor event was done, you and I checked out on Tuesday. You went your way. You had to go towards another direction, and I had to go up back north, and you know, you had to go down south a little bit, but you have some exciting news as well when it comes to the Golf Father brand, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I went to Findlay, Ohio. I visited Fuka. It was my first visit there. You know, I wanted to make sure that I got to see them. I got to golf with Jason from Fuka, and then after that, I had dinner with James Thompson from Fuka, and then the following morning, I woke up, I went to Fuka headquarters. Well, I actually hung out at night with the boss, the owner of Fuka, and a bunch of the guys, and then in the morning, I went to Fuka, and we designed. Right then and there, we were designing my new hats, and that was great, because usually, you know, you're doing it through email and stuff like that, but going through the whole entire process and doing it and actually seeing it as being created and changing this and adding that and adding more detail was fabulous. Then I had the opportunity to make my first shirt, so I'm actually going to have my first Golf Father shirt being made this year too as well, and I'm really stoked about it. We got the putter, Trilogy Putter. They just came on board. They're extending their putter sale. Remember, we had $130.13, it because of the 13 poles of the flag.
Right.
And it was being donated. Well, they're going to extend it to August 5th, which is the next Folds of Honor Indiana event.
Going back to the event itself, and by the way, you and I was, and they really treated us and the show like VIPs, and I know Mike Daggett says that's because you guys are VIPs, and it's them that are VIPs to us because it's them doing the hard work to put the message out there and help families across this land that has a loved one that's been either killed in action or has been wounded, and the Folds of Honor steps up to the plate and never leaves a family behind on the battlefield. But they presented us, you, me, Dennis, Dr. Mark Kuhnke, a really memorable treasure from the event itself. And as a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. It's actually one of the pin flags that was used in the event, and it's not a cheaply made pin flag either. The embroidery, it's all embroidered on it, and it has a Folds of Honor logo in the top left-hand corner, and on the bottom right corner has the Patriot Shootout Indiana 2016. And what a true keepsake they presented with us after the event.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to frame it. Imagine if the first hole we went up to and the first hole was my hole. You know what I mean? So that was priceless for me to see the sign up there on the whole sponsorship. I didn't even notice. You know, I didn't notice. You guys told me, hey, there goes your hole. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't even realize it. You know, I was so caught up after listening to Major Ed talk. I never thought about it. So I got my sign and I got a flag. I mean, those things are priceless. The cherish me going up in the office, you know, just to get back.
And I'm very lucky enough that Mike Daggett was really kind enough to make a pretty big sign, almost a billboard-type-sized sign of our logo, Biggs Golf Talk. As we were on the air, this sign was displayed in front of our broadcast area, and I was very fortunate enough to have Major Ed Polito sign it, and that another keepsake treasure that I will always, always cherish.
Yeah, I mean, we all walked away winners from there, and I know that they had one of the best events, and I want to try and see if we can help push the Navy better next year and grow even more. I know they have a lot of stuff going on, but I want to get even a little bit more involved and try to help, and I know we're going to be able to do it together, me and you. And yeah, it was great seeing the Doc there, and, you know, he won his bag. He won the full honor title of his bag.
Yeah.
I mean, He got it for a steal.
He got it for a steal. That's a limited edition bag. I mean, folks, that's between $1,200 and $1,500 golf bag, and it's a staff bag, leather, all embroidered. And he only got it for $300.
Yep. Yeah. He got it for, and you know how happy he was?
He was ecstatic.
He had been trying to get that bag because the only time he saw it was at his pro shop. And his pro shop, you know, they get to decide what they're going to do with it. They didn't want to give it away. They didn't want to sign it away. They didn't want to wrap it off. That guy wanted to keep it. And Doc was like, I want to buy it. And he couldn't buy it. And then just so lucky, he got to see it right there. They had one for auction. And he won the auction. He won the head cover. He won the hybrid, you know, the hybrid bulls up on the head cover. And, I mean, he's so happy. He was walking on sometime when he won that bag.
And in between of all the festivities, you had the golf, and Mother Nature did cooperate with us. And
yes,
Billy, I gotta say, you got game, my friend. You got game.
Well, we all had game. You know, we had, you know, when I go to something like that, it honestly, it's not even about playing. You saw me still working. Normally, when I'm playing, I'm not going to be on my phone or anything. But I know you actually snapped a picture and posted a picture of it, and that's actually when I was promoting the fact with the putter. We had the putter company come on board, you know, the Logix. They threw out at the last minute that sale, and it was important to get the word out.
Absolutely.
And, so during that event, I was on my phone. I did retweet, and I was trying to get the word out that, you know, we were there. A lot of people, and you saw how many volunteers they had there.
Oh.
And it was incredible.
Yes.
You know, the amount of people that had there. So I tried to do my part to get the word out in hopes that people would see it. And that's what led to the the fact that they're going to extend it to August 5th, because it was for one day, and we really can't. Although I like to think that we could work magic in one day, you know, at least this way we're going to be able to pick up a lot more momentum in the next event for them.
They do have another event coming up in the Indiana area on August the 5th, and you want to visit foldsofhonor.org and click on the local chapters and click on Indiana, and they have the list of the events there on the website. And, you know, we encourage anybody and everybody that if you did not participate in the Patriot Shootout this year, and make plans. It's going to be around the same time. We had Mike Daggett on the show. We asked him that question in the live remote, and it's posted on our podcast page, and it's available in your Google Play Store as well. So he said it's going to be around the same time, you know. And you and I, Billy, we have committed that, and Dennis has committed that we're going to be there in 2017.
Yeah, he wanted us back, and you know, I'm going to go back. I want to go back. It was a great trip from start to finish. I think it was one of the best trips that I ever had, you know, emotionally and everything. So I'm looking forward to it. And like I said, I, because of the way it was, you know, we do a lot. I know you do, and I know I do personally to try and help do the best for the Folds of Honor overall. And I, after that, I actually want to do more, you know. The sacrifice, like a guy like Mike Daggett, he has a full-time job. You know, his whole family has a full-time job. You know, he's working a second job, doing this third job, which is the Folds of Honor, which doesn't get paid for. It's all volunteers. There's no payroll when it comes to Folds of Honor in Indiana. And I bet you he puts in more than 30, 40 hours a week, plus his wife putting in. And then he has his daughter that's starting the junior Folds of Honor Foundation. So, I mean, the whole family's involved. They're putting in super amount of time. I almost felt guilty that, you know, the amount of time that I put in, because I want to put in more effort, and I know I can find more time.
Absolutely. All right, Billy, we need to head into our first break here on Biggs Golf Talk. And when we come back, as a matter of fact, we're going to have the Golf Life Report. But after the Golf Life Report, you're going to be rejoining me and talking about something we tried on the air at this event called Swing Oil. So when we come back after the Golf Life Report, we'll talk with Tom Healy from Swing Oil. We'll be right back with your Golf Life Report.
Early to rise, went through the pregame routine. It drives for more than just show. Yelled four to warn for balls unseen, and approached with a long way to go. Time to make the turn, first half is done. Time to make the turn, more fun to come.
The Spider Divot Tools revolutionary new design is better for greens and makes ball mark repairs easy. No sharp ends or dirt in your pocket, the Spider achieves amazing results with little or no skill. With a simple push-pull action, the Spider makes ball marks disappear quicker and better for a smoother putting surface. The Spider includes a magnetic ball marker and is made of milled aluminum to last a lifetime. It also makes a great gift for your next tournament and that special golfer who has it all. The Spider Tool from Instagolf is a must-have in every golfer's bag. Visit www.instagolf.net today and enter promo code BIGG Golf Talk to get 10% off your purchase, and be sure to check out all of their great products by Instagolf. That's instagolf.net, instagolf.net.
A golf ball that performs for you. Encore's MA1.0 patented hollow metallic core provides enhanced rifle spin for maximum accuracy. The Encore Avant, a newly formulated core that delivers more energy and utilizes soft cell technology to achieve ultra-low 65 compression. This blend of innovation and simplicity provides more distance and greater feel. Coming soon, their tour ball, the Encore Tour Caliber. Encore's mission is to infuse fun and enjoyment into an amazing sport while continuing to introduce game-changing technology and products that remain within the rules of golf. Encore Golf wants to build a community. Team Encore.
join Encore Golf on this journey. Visit www.encoregolf.com and be more with Encore.
I'm 9 now, but when I was 8, I'd do things I wasn't supposed to.
You don't talk when people are putting.
Always repair the ball mark.
You keep your own score, so you have to know how to act.
And you gotta tell the truth.
Put a golf club in kids' hands and watch them grow.
If you do certain things that you're not supposed to, you get a shot added to your score. You don't want to do those things.
The First Tee teaches kids values that will impact their communities and the rest of their lives.
If it wasn't for golf, I'd be like my friends, a couch potato.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Hey, let me tell you about Ruckett Sports. Ruckett Sports has a design philosophy that emphasizes constant innovation. All products are designed with input from college-level athletes, coaches, customer feedback, and ideas are critical as they work to improve the functionality and durability of their designs. Ruckett provides quality practice nets for any golfer looking to improve their game. Hey, listen, I've been using Ruckett nets for years. It has helped me improve my game, and it can help you too. Ruckett Sports stands behind everything they build, and if you are not completely satisfied with your purchase, they will replace or refund your purchase and ensure that you are happy with your decision to buy from Ruckett. From baseball, lacrosse, soccer, and golf, it doesn't matter. Ruckett Sports is the only way to improve your game. Visit Ruckett.com to improve your game. That is Ruckett.com.
Golf Talk for golfers on Biggs Golf Talk. Back to Big John and Dennis the Menace.
It's time for your Golf Life report. Golf Life TV. Check them out at www.golflife.com. And here's your Golf Life report.
This is the Golf Life report. I'm Travis Harper. Here at Golf Life, we are all about finding new products that will make your round more exciting. We have been big supporters of the Golf Skate Caddy. Recently, we caught up with Greg Norman Jr., and we asked him about what he thought of the Golf Skate Caddies.
One of the great new products out there is Golf Skate Caddy. Greg Norman Jr. joins us. You're a wakeboarder, kite surfer.
Wakeboarding and kite surfing, yeah.
And obviously golfer.
With your father. A little bit of golf, too.
Yeah, a little bit. So you got involved with Golf Skate Caddy. Tell us why.
My grandmother, actually. I got a link sent to me on YouTube about her riding the Golf Skate Caddy around Pelican Waters Golf Club in Australia about 4 years ago, and I saw it and I was blown away by it.
You must have jumped on it and just gone crazy immediately.
Yeah. You could actually get turns into the bank of the golf course. You could feel the undulations of the golf course and ride and find lines on the golf course that you wouldn't really ever see beforehand. You want to go explore around the golf course. It was fun. It's just fun.
You know, I think we often forget that golf courses are the great American parks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an amazing place to go just be. And when you have something like this, describe for me that experience, that freedom that comes from a Golf Skate Caddy.
Well, with the golf cart, you kind of get used to being on that golf cart, cruising around the golf course. With the Golf Skate, it opens up that new dynamic, that new element of being out there and flowing around the course.
And it's quick. You're getting around the course. Describe just what a golf course owner is going to find in terms of lowering the time people are on their golf course.
Well, first and foremost, it does not rip up the golf course. It's lighter than a golf cart, so it's not going to leave tracks in there. And to get around the golf course, you could go play 18 holes in under 2 hours on this thing, even with four other guys, because everyone just goes to their own ball.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's beautiful, right? I mean, it's so good for the game.
Yeah.
To describe that, talk about that.
Golf really needs that new change. Golf needs to bring this new dynamic into it to keep the younger generation involved, because we are losing golfers. We need to bring them back. The attention span of the younger generation, millennial, is getting short. We need to have the opportunity to get around the golf course quicker, but also add that new fun element to it. And the Golf Skate enjoys it.
Your core is engaged, you're on your ball. How does it help your game?
Well, I think it helps your game out first and foremost because you're out there having fun. And when you sit on the golf cart or you're walking to your next ball, you get in your head and you start thinking about your shot, you start thinking about your swing, then that mental game is the worst and hardest part about this sport, obviously, right? So when you're on the golf skate, you're riding around, you're having fun, you're not thinking about your next shot, you rock up to your next shot, you got a clear head, just ready to go play.
Now, I know there's been some other golf boards or various different devices out there. This is a skateboard. Describe the difference in terms of its aggression, if you will, or its freedom. You can slow it down like your grandmother did,
yep.
Or you can speed it up a little bit. You were telling me you had one that was kind of going a little quickly.
Yeah. You can dial it down. You have different handicaps on it.
Right.
So you can keep it down to 5 miles an hour.
Right.
You can crank it up to 12 miles an hour. If you skateboarded, if you wakeboarded or surfed beforehand, it will be easier to you because you're used to turning the board, shifting your weight, having that balance. And you're not going to fall on it. It's just, these are very, very stable. You know, I've been out there trying to tip it over, going as fast as I could, and I could not. They have a little learning curve, but once you got it, you're off and running with it.
Did you get your pop on one yet?
I did. He did. He loved it.
Did he?
How could you not? I mean, he grew up being a surfer, so he understood the dynamic of flowing back and forth on the board, shifting your weight to get a turn in there.
Yeah, I can't believe it, but that would be an amazing scene to see your pop and you out on the golf skate caddy. We got to get some footage of that, huh?
Yeah, we got to get that.
All right. So Golf Skate Caddy, tell us where we find out more information.
Go to golfskatecaddy.com and you'll find out everything you need.
All right, it's an amazing change in the sport of golf. We love the game. We got to get people to get this golf board, right? Skate Caddy.
Yeah, absolutely. Get kids back into the game. That's the number one thing.
All right, thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
Need help with your golf game? Then head over to golflife.com and join Club Golf Life. By joining, you gain access to hundreds of golf tips from top teachers that will show you how to improve your game. As always, for the best video golf tips, gear reviews, course and travel features, and PGA player profiles, check out golflife.com or follow us on facebook.com/golflife or on Twitter @golflife. I'm Travis Harper, and that is this week's Golf Life Report.
That was your Golf Life Report, brought to you by Golf Life Channel. You can find Golf Life TV on your Fox Sports station, so check your local listings on your cable networks for availability, or visit www.golflife.com. We'll be right back right after this. Loft Golf is a different kind of golf apparel brand, catering to the average golfer just like us. Loft Golf apparel is created with quality at affordable prices with a fun logo. Lofters like to have fun and look good when on the golf course. Nothing is more embarrassing than lingering sweat marks on your shirt and residue odors after washing it. With Loft Golf shirts featuring Loft Tech, you will be wearing technology advanced material. With many designs to choose from, Loft Golf apparel is backed with a 100% lifetime warranty against manufacturing defects. Be sure to check out and ask about their Loft Golf Tournament program for your next golf event. Loft Golf has nothing to do with your score, but everything to do with your fun attitude. Visit loftgolf.net. That's loftgolf.net. Loft Golf, quality golf apparel for the rest of us.
Water has always been a powerful force, and now it's the power inside Bridgestone's new B330s. Introducing HydroCore technology, a revolutionary process that enhances the gradation of the solid core's inner and outer regions for less spin and more distance. Try Bridgestone's new B330s and see how a little water goes a long way.
Stone. You're listening to Biggs Golf Talk. Golf talk for golfers on the Lake County Sports Network. Full gamut radio and on demand on Stitcher Radio.
Welcome back to Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, and on the Full Gamut Radio Network. I'm Big John Vick as we tee it up here on 16, 17, and 18. Oh, I think we can use just something a little bit. It's a little hot out here. It's a little bit humid out here, and Billy and I coming off of a long, long week and a long, long weekend. And as we talked about earlier in our first segment just before the Golf Life Report on how big the event was in Carmel, Indiana at the Patriot Shootout, Folds of Honor, Indiana. And Billy's joining us once again for an interview because during that time, during the live event, Billy, myself, Dennis Jimenez, and even Major Ed Pulido and Michael Daggett tried something called swing oil. And Billy and I was a little skeptical. We weren't too sure about trying this because it's a supplement. And you know how these supplements are. They don't taste, they're not very flavorful. They don't taste well. They're really just a cliche. But we had the doctor of golf look at the ingredients and gave us a big thumbs up for this to be tried on the air. And
now, Billy, you were more skeptical than I was.
Yes, I was. I mean, the first thing I read was the sugar content, which was, I think, 11 grams, which was really nothing. And I told Doc, it was funny, because Doc was next to me, and he's like, Billy, you got nothing to worry about, 11 grams of sugar. That's nothing. And I was like, yeah, you know, I watch everything I put and everything I drink and eat. He's like, nah, try it. He found the ingredients for us, yeah, and, you know, to see if that was indeed what it was going to do, what it said to loosen up your joints and stuff like that. And he said, go for it. And I'm happy that I did go for it.
You know, and Dennis tried it just, you know, during the show, and then we went out and played golf after the show, and he even said something to the fact that his knees and his ankles did not bother him, and he's wondering if swing oil was a contributing factor to that. And now let's back up, because we want to make sure that people know, that those that don't know and don't follow Bill the Golf Father Cuevas, you are a big fitness buff. I mean, you're in the gym 7 days a week pretty much, aren't you?
Well, in the gym 5 days, but I work out 7 days, whether it's, running or riding or doing something. So, yeah, I work out every day.
So, I mean, as far as nutrition's a big part of what you do in your daily life, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm big on protein, and I try to stay away from sugars and sodas and anything that's really sweet. You know, I try to stick to the water, and, you know, it's just something that I've chosen to do. So that's why I was a little bit dairy, but it wasn't bad at all. It was actually really good.
Very flavorful and good for you as well.
Yes, it tasted good just the way it is. And I got a quick story. On my way home, I stopped over in Tennessee, and one of the guys that I was involved with, Josh, from Play Famously, he, you know, we were talking. He goes, hey, Bill, have you ever heard of swing oil? And I was like, funny you say that. Yeah, I did on my trip. He goes, yeah, I got some. And in the last year and a half, I've never felt so good. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, my joints and my body hasn't hurt me as much as it did once I started taking swing oil regularly. And I was like, I mean, who would have brought that? I mean, I would have never thought that that would, you know, have happened, that somebody just out of the random blue would just mention swing oil and how much it actually helped them. It made me feel better than they ever have in the last year and a half.
Well, if you remember, we had a listener that told us at the show itself on how, yes, his buddy swears by swing oil.
Yeah, yeah, it's more and more apparent. And what's good about it is that people that are using the product are actually telling people about the product. So that, you know, normally you won't see that a lot. You know, like, oh, yeah, it's okay, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, these people are, for him to just mention it and actually start telling me about it out of the blue it just blew my mind, because I knew that we were going to be recording the, you know, the show and doing everything else, but I had no idea that anybody else was just going to throw it out of thin air and say how great the product was and everything else and how much it helped them in a short time span.
All right, the man behind Swing Oil, he is the COO at SwingOil.com, and his name is Tom Healy. And Tom Healy, welcome in to Biggs Golf Talk, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it, and appreciate all the kind words about our product.
It's a great flavorful. My favorite, strawberry banana. Second close favorite, the orange. Gotta be honest, I'm not a big fan of the lemon lime, but I know people that did try the lemon lime and loved it, so that is also very flavorful as well. Talk about Swing Oil. How did it all start for you, Tom?
Well, we had our two co-founders who really thought the product about 4 or 5 years ago. Charlie Collier, one of our co-founders, always played the longest day at golf club, raised money for cancer care and cancer research. How many, you know, you can play as many holes as possible that day and raise money. He always had a beverage for everybody after about 100 holes, and he would put swing oil on it. And then one year he didn't put it, everything. And Charlie, where's the swing oil? Where's the swing oil? A few years around the 100-hole mark where they did that. So Charlie starts saying to himself, well, you know, what a great idea, what a great name. Trademarked the name and really started thinking about what a golfer's need. What's inherent to golf? That's flexibility, getting loose, swinging smooth. So worked with another gentleman that we've been working with for a long time in product packaging, a nutrient specialist, put together this product, really focusing on, you know, as you guys said, great tasting, number one, or number two, but number one, the ingredients components. Chondroitin, glucosamine, turmeric, all things part of our flexibility matrix that really go towards the golfing game and other sports as well. And that was the way that the company started.
How long did the testing and everything take before you said, this is the product we're going to take to the golfers?
We started selling about 16 to 18 months ago, and about a year before that, we were really doing a lot of the pre-work, getting ready. I think we knew we had a product, you know, a lot of it's the packaging. We have a 3-ounce pouch, the drink, so really making the packaging right. But we knew we had the flavor components to taste really good, so we really took our time that 1 year in between to make sure we had all the rest of the pieces to go to make the business work. So it's been in the progress for a while, but the last 16 months we've actually been selling the product.
How does one order swing oil?
Well, we're available on our website, number one, at swingoil.com. We're also in about almost over 600 pro shops right now, and that number is growing. There are 30 independent reps out there as we speak, going after the green grass pro shop business. And we're also getting in retail stores. We just get in 24 worldwide golf locations, and we're expanding into other retail outlets in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And our footprint will be much larger. But those are three main ways, retail. And if you go on our website, you can plug in a zip code to see if it's available in your area. But retail, pro shops, and our online piece is very big for us as well.
Now, there's a gentleman out there that quotes, I drink swing oil every day because of what it does for me, and it tastes terrific. I feel great. Every golfer should get into the swing oil routine. And one individual I think we all may have heard of one or many times, Jason Day. That has to say a lot from one of the world number one golfer in the world, Jason Day, and that says a lot for your product.
It does, and we're fortunate to get to start a relationship with Jason a little over a year ago, and I think it does speak for the product, you know, the quality of the product, and what he believes in the company as an ambassador and spokesperson. We tested this product. We made sure all the ingredients were NSF certified for sports, make sure all the ingredients, a 6-month testing process, all the ingredients are what they say they are, and that there's no substitute there that shouldn't be in there. So that's number one. And number two, I really think he believes in the product, which is great. Jason, and on top of that, we've got over 50 champion tour players drinking the product every day, and we're just starting to expand it to the LPGA as well. And most recently, Michael Breed just came on board as an ambassador.
We feel really great
to have Jason, the number one player in the world, the support from the Champions Tour, and then Michael Breed as well. So, yeah, it's great the feedback, and it's great the trust and the confidence they put in our product. That means the most to us.
Now, people, like you said, can visit swingoil.com, swingoil.com. You have two different ways people can buy swing oil. Talk about that.
You can buy it as a 12-pack and also subscription. Well, we encourage people to try the 12-pack. It gives you 4 of each flavor. And then if you want, you move on to subscription, which is you can do your one flavor per month. We give you a tour towel that Jason and Colin use. And that's the next phase. We're also going to be adding a 12-pack by flavor in the next 4 to 6 weeks as well. But we always encourage people to try all flavors. You mentioned earlier strawberry banana. We get feedback from everybody what their favorite flavor is. Eventually, we'll probably be adding flavors, but I have to admit, I think strawberry banana is the number one. When we look at all of our orders, subscription orders, that's our number one flavor right now.
Oh, I can't blame them. And Billy, you actually had the orange, and you said the orange tasted somewhat like a orange popsicle or orange creamsicle. Now, the other day, I actually did have an orange one, and Billy, I have to agree with you. That does taste like those old-fashioned orange popsicles.
Yeah, and that's what Josh told me. He actually was telling me. He goes, yeah, I freeze. I was like, you do? He goes, yeah, I freeze. I got them in my freezer, and I take them out before my round. By the time I get to the round, I start drinking it. So it tastes like icy stuff like that when he was a kid. So he might eat. Something tastes good, it's good for you, you want to eat it, and it's actually good for you. So, I mean, it's a win-win all around.
And, Tom, talk about the packaging, because the packaging seems to be a convenient thing where it really doesn't bulk up one's golf bag if they're using it for golf, and it fits right in the side pocket there, and it really doesn't take up any space, does it?
No, it's a 3-ounce pouch that's easy to drink, easy to consume, and you can actually store it anywhere in the bag. If you carry it with you, we have a lot of people drink it about a half hour, an hour before they play. We have a lot of other people that as well drink it at the turn or afterwards. But it is convenient. It is very convenient. And as you mentioned earlier, I freeze it as well and use it as a slushy. We did target that taste, that kind of that popsicle taste. We're looking at the product in the very beginning. And we're happy that people are really following our lead and using it as a frozen item as well.
Now, is Swing Oil on social media where people can follow you guys to find out the latest news with what's happening with Swing Oil?
Yeah, at Swing Oil Official, Instagram, at Swing Oil, Twitter. Yeah, we have a Facebook page as well, /Swing Oil. With a product like this, it's very important for us to interact with our consumer base and golfers out there and get feedback. I'll be honest, if you send an email to contact@swingoil.com, orders@swingoil.com, they all come to me. So I try to respond to every email that comes into the company, no matter what date, what time of day or night. And we're all over social media as well. I encourage you to go on, because we do a lot of fun things on social media. We also do special offers on social media, whether it's discounts, to try the product. And we just want to get it in people's hands for trial and distribution. And overall, the feedback and support has been tremendous.
Tom Healy, thank you so much for joining us here on Biggs Golf Talk.
I appreciate having me on, and I appreciate the support.
Be sure to visit swingoil.com to find out more information. Swingoil.com. Want to thank Bill the Godfather Cuevas. Special, special thank you to Mike Daggett for a great event this past week. And let me go back to Billy. Billy, you have any closing comments here, buddy, about the event this past Monday?
It was awesome. I had a great trip going up. I had an even better trip when I got there. He made nothing but love for me out there. I loved it. I was great to meet you for the first time, even though we've been on the air forever. And I look forward to the next one.
And with that said, that does it for Biggs Golf Talk right here on the Lake County Sports Network, Stitcher Radio, now on the full gamut radio network. www.biggsgolftalk.com is our website. Biggs Golf Talk has been presented by Bridgestone Golf. Fit it, boom it, believe it. They are bridging the gap between you and the pros. Grant Rods, follow the leader. They are made in the USA. Photo Ball Marker. Preserve that memory forever with a Photo Ball Marker today. Save $5 off your order today by going to bgt.photoballmarker.com. McNally 22 Design, Illustration, Photography, and Golf. That's McNally22.com. UFO Tour Golf. Design something special today. Whether it be a golf bag or an accessory, UFOTourGolf.com. Ready Putt. Never putt with a dirty ball ever again. Clean it and sink it. Rucket Sports. Improve your game today with Rucket Sports. Encore Golf. Be more with Encore. Our guest line has been sponsored by Loft Golf. Quality, stylish, and fun on and off the golf course. LoftGolf.net. Our golf news has been sponsored by GolfKnickers.com. May your drives find the fairways, your putts in the cups. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week right here on Biggs Golf Talk.
It's Saturday morning. Here I come. Play golf. It'll turn you lazy. Play golf. It'll make you crazy. Something strange happens to your brain when you take a big swing with that little white ball. It don't matter if we win or lose. Either birdie, par, and double bogey too. The boys are calling so. We're gonna play golf.
when Big John and Dennis attempt to hit them straight with golf information, guests, and valuable tips. May your drives find the fairways and your putts find the cups.
Four!